Okay, well, I'd just like to open the meeting at 4:30. Ordinary Council meeting for May. And I'd like to welcome and thank you everyone for their attendance. So, point two in attendance, we have councillors Barrett, President, Councillor Robinson, Deputy President, Councillor White, Councillor Leather, Councillor Penny, Councillor Dewar, Councillor Whittam. Staff, we have Karen Callahan, our Chief Executive Officer, Pam Hull, Strategic Supports and Project Officer, Deanne Sweeney, our Deputy CEO. Leave of absence is Neil. Apologies is Neil. Three, disclosure of interest, Neil. Four, response to previous public questions taken on notice is Neil. Five, public question time, Neil. Six, presentations, petitions, deputations, Neil. Seven, application for a leave of absence. Yes, Councillor.
Mr. President, I put in for June and July, but happy to attend whatever I need to remotely. So I guess that can be discussed after the meeting how we could best do that.
June, July.
Yeah.
So you plan to buy electronic lens for both?
I'm happy. And if we've got workshops or whatever, I'm happy to try and do my best to attend. Yeah.
Just not sure if that means you need a leave of absence or not. I don't think that doesn't.
No. Otherwise, we'd have to move it. But if you're going to attend by.
Oh, that'll be my attention. Okay.
Okay, that's fine. Okay, item 8, announcements from the presiding member. I'd just like to quickly formally welcome Deanne Sweeney, our new Deputy CEO, to the position. So, on behalf of Council and staff and the Shire, thank you very much and offer you a warm welcome and we wish you all the very best in your position and look forward to a successful time together. So thank you, Dee. Item 9.1, Ordinary Council meeting, 16th of April 2026. Recommendation that the minutes of the Ordinary Meeting of Council held on 16th of April 2026 be confirmed as a true and accurate record of proceedings. Moved, Councillor Dewar. Seconded, Councillor Robinson. All those in favour, 7-0. 10, Broomhill Tamla point of difference. 10.1, bushfire risk management plan, 2026-2028. Pam, Strategic Supports and Projects Officer, is the author of this. Is there any comment, Pam?
No, not really. The item speaks for itself. The issue we have had is with the retirement of our SESM and the fact we don't have bushfire risk planning coordinator working for the Shire, the ability to access and review the online data was restricted. You also need a bit of knowledge of in that sort of space to be able to make an informed comment on what's in there. We received mitigation activity funding in 25-26 for some projects in Broomhill and Tambler. We're still working through those projects. We're still waiting to hear about a bushfire risk planning coordinator who will be able to assist with those projects. And we haven't applied for any funding for 26-27. 25-26 projects are not complete. So it's a very broad review of the document itself, but not necessarily the data of the projects that sits behind. And the Office of Bushfire Risk Management are aware of that and are happy for us to submit and then work with us to review the data.
Okay, we have a mover. Councillor Robinson, seconder Councillor Penny. I'll put the recommendation that the Council endorses the review Bushfire Risk Management Plan 2026-2028 as presented. All those for the motion? Well, that's passed 7-0. Item 11, Rubenhill Townlup Economy, 11.1, proposed council policy, camping and temporary accommodation. Tash Cortis is the author, she's not here. Karen is the CEO, do you have any comments?
Yes, through the chair. This responds to the August 2025 state regulatory change that allows local governments to grant camping permits on private land for up to 24 months. The state intent was housing related, particularly to enable tiny homes on wheels in regional areas under pressure. We've been receiving increasing inquiries and compliance matters and need a consistent framework. Without a policy, every application gets assessed differently and the Shire has no defensible position. The policy covers two permit types, short-term, 5 to 28 days, and long-term, up to 24 months with a building permit in place. Only on residential, special rural residential or farming zones. Bushfire provisions are deliberately precautionary, given our risk profile, and no camping between November and April on properties without two-way road access, and no camping on extreme or catastrophic days, and mandatory evacuation on bushfire warnings. Living in a shed is prohibited, and tents are not supported long-term.
Okay, do I have a mover? Councillor Penny, seconded.
Can you read the recommendation?
No, I'll do that in a second. Yeah, Councillor seconded. Councillor Dewar. Did either of you want to speak for the motion?
I'll just make the comment that I think it's a proactive move on the Shire's part. As a councillor, I've received several comments about it being a problem, particularly in Broomhill. So I think our CEO has been very proactive in bringing the policy up for adoption.
Did anyone want to speak against the item? Well, I'll put the recommendation forward that the Council 1 endorses the proposed Council policy, camping and temporary accommodation for the purpose of public consultation. 2, authorises the Chief Executive Officer to undertake public advertising of the proposed Council policy, camping and temporary accommodation for a minimum period of 21 days and invite public submissions. All those in favour? It's passed 7-0. 11.2, budget amendment. Transferring funds from Townlup Youth Centre to Townlup Caravan Park. The author is Sharon Miniter, Finance Coordinator. Karen, do you have any comments on her behalf?
Chair, I'll defer to the Deputy CEO.
Yep.
So there's no overall impact to the budget, it's just a transfer from one job to another, so from that youth centre to the caravan park cabin. So there's no financial impact.
Okay, thanks, Dean. Right, mover. Councillor Letter, seconded Councillor White. The leader of you want to speak for the motion to the item? Anyone want to speak against the... No? I'll put the recommendation that the Council 1 approves the reallocation of $20,000 from the Townlup Youth Centre project allocation under the Local Roads and Community Infrastructure Program to the Townblatt Caravan Park Heavens project. 2, adopts the corresponding budget amendment for the 2025-2026 financial year. So all those in favour? It's passed 7-0. Item 12, Broomfield Townblatt Lifestyle, nil. Item 13, Broomfield Townblatt Shire Support. 13.1, monthly list of payments, April 2026. Once again, that's Sharon, she's not here, so... No. All right, can I have a move? Remover. Councillor Robinson, seconded Councillor Witham. No comments from either? No. I'll put the recommendation that in accordance with Regulations 13.1 and 13A1 of the Local Government Financial Management Regulations 1996, the list of payments paid under delegated authority or with Shire purchasing cards for April 2026 be endorsed, comprising municipal fund check, electronic funds transfer EFT, and direct debit payments totalling $1,045,742.77 and credit purchasing card payments totalling $3,397.71. All those in favour? That's passed 7-0. 13.2, request for tender waste collection transfer station and landfill management services. Pam, the Strategic Supports and Project Officer. Any comment to make, Pam?
Through the chair. So the contract, current contract for our waste collection and management services expired early in 2025. The Shire had been considering working with VEROC to develop a combined tender for waste services, but unfortunately the timeframes didn't suit our requirements. So we went to tender. We went out through the Welga vendor panel. 4 companies were invited to respond, and of those 4, only one provided a submission, which is as provided in the agenda. The contractor who provided the submission is the Shire's current waste collection provider.
Okay, I'll ask for a mover. Councillor Dewar, seconded Councillor Penny. Do you want to speak for the item?
Yes. Straightforward, Mr. President.
No one to speak against the item? Well, I'll put the recommendation forward that the Council, one, awards the contract for the provision of waste collection, transfer station and landfill management services to Warren Blackwood Waste in accordance with the submitted price as follows. The collection service, number of lists, price per lift, excluding GST. So, the general waste collection service, 240 litre, is weekly, 270 lifts at $2.56 per lift, excluding GST. Recycling collection and sorting service, 240 litre fortnightly, 270 lifts at $4.32 per lift, ex-GST. Public bin waste collection service, 60 litre weekly, general waste only, no recycling, 24 lifts at $2.56 per lift. Management of Broomfield Waste Management Facility, location 7332 Tyline Road, monthly at $7,240.90. Management of Tandler Waste Management Facility, location 3863 Hankinson Road, monthly at $7,240.90. 2, notes the initial contract term of 3 years and extension option of 2 years. And 3, authorises the Chief Executive Officer to execute the contract documentation and affix the common seal if required. All those in favour? 7-0. 13.3, financial statements, April 2026. Have a mover. Councillor Robinson, second. Councillor Penny. Any comments? Put the recommendation that the monthly financial statements for the period ending 30th of April 2026 be received. All those in favour? Pass 7-0. 13.4, increase in corporate credit card limit. Sharon's the author, finance coordinator. CEO Karen or Deputy CEO Dave, any comments?
So it's just really just to increase our Deputy CEO from our facility from 15 to 17,000 for our credit card.
Yeah. Yep. Okay, I'll ask for a mover. Councillor Penny, seconded. Councillor Witham. Any comments?
I think the rationale and the general concern that it's only a sudden increase and it improved the operation of the organisation.
Any members to speak against the motion, the item? Okay, so I'll put the recommendation forward that the council, one, approves an increase to the organisation's corporate credit card facility from 15,000 to 17,500. Two, approves the following individual corporate credit card limits. Chief Executive Officer, 10,000. Deputy Chief Executive Officer, 5,000. Finance Coordinator, 2,500. Three, notes that all corporate credit card usage will continue to be managed in accordance with the Local Government Act 1995, Local Government Financial Management Regulations 1996, and the Shire's adopted financial management policies and procedures. Four, adopts the amended policy 2.10, corporate credit cards as presented, incorporating approved individual cardholder limits and updated governance oversight provisions relating to the management and use of corporate credit cards. All those in favour? Pass 7-0. 13.5, Great Southern Treasures and the future of the Bloom Festival. CEO Karen, any comments?
Yes, through the chair. In March, Council endorsed up to $15,000 per annum for the renewed Great Southern Treasures MOU, running for 3 years as a tier two member. Since then, several participating shires have withdrawn from the proposed arrangement, and so therefore the GST MOU won't proceed. And the GST as a structure will not continue beyond the 2026 Bloom Festival. Australia South West has subsequently proposed delivering the 2026 Bloom Festival, but the community tier provides festival program inclusion, including digital and paid advertising exposure, PR opportunities, website integration, and post-campaign reporting. Other tiers available are the entry at $2,000 and the signature at $7,000. The community tier sits at the level where the marketing return becomes meaningful. The reduction of the March decision is a different decision, as was just detailed, and Australia's South West delivering the one event versus the GST as an ongoing regional tourism partnership. The Australian South West needs a minimum collective local government contribution of $44,000 to proceed, so all of the shires are needed to contribute. There's a funding gap of around $27,000 against the $110,500 delivery budget, plus $54,000 in pending grant and sponsorship applications. Australia's South West Board, it's important to note, endorsement is also required, But this doesn't lock us in for longer term. It's only for the 2026 festival. Thank you, Mr. President.
Can I have a mover? Councillor Leather, seconder. Councillor Witham. Did you have any comment? No. Anyone against the item? No. So I'll put the recommendation forward that the Council, one, note that the previously proposed Great Southern Treasures Memorandum of Understanding Arrangement for 2026 to 2029 will not proceed in its current form due to the withdrawal of participating member local governments. Two, note that the Australia Southwest will facilitate and deliver the 2026 Bloom Festival as an interim regional tourism arrangement. Three, approve a contribution of $5,000 exclusive of GST toward the delivery of the 2026 Bloom Festival as a community Bloom partner, with provision to be included in the 2026-2027 annual budget. All those in favour? Councillor Willem? Pass 7-0. 13.6, budget amendment, Pappas Tan Maxwell Trailer. Deputy CEO Deanne Swings, author of this item. Any comment, Key?
Yes, so this is relates to an unbudgeted item that has been purchased back in August. And just to get Council's endorsement on the purchase. So whilst there was sufficient money in the budget account, the trailer wasn't listed as a purchase for this financial year, and so we do need authority from Council to do that. So this is just tidying that up. We have identified savings in another area so that there's no impact at all to our overall budget, and as part of our ongoing commitment, we will put in some practices and internal processes to ensure that this doesn't happen in future.
No, thank you. Can I have a mover, please? Councillor Witham, seconded. Councillor Leather. Any comment? No. Anyone to speak against the item? No. I'll read the recommendation that the Council approves a 2025-26 budget amendment to reallocate $7,643 from account 14251.13 expense plant operation minor equipment to account 12312300.40 to accommodate the purchase of the Pappas Tandem Axle 8x4 Box Top Trailer, registration 1UVM550. All those in favour? Pass 7-0. Item 14, matters for which the meeting may be closed. 15, elected members' motions of which previous notice has been given. 16, questions from members without notice. 17, new business of an urgent nature introduced by decision of meeting. So on that note, I'll thank you all, and we can declare the meeting closed at 4:54.